This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now some news from Milan. Not fashion, but oil. Italian prosecutors are seeking a criminal trial against Royal Dutch Shell, as well as the CEO of Italy's main oil company, Eni, it's called. The question at issue is whether they bribed Nigerian officials to get access to oil fields in that country with a load of money that the Nigerian people never saw. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
The case focuses on a deal in 2011. The Italian oil company Eni and Royal Dutch Shell acquired offshore real estate in Nigeria to drill for oil. Prosecutors have lots of leaked documents, for instance, detailing oilmen schmoozing with Nigeria's ex-oil minister. Barnaby Pace is with Global Witness, an anti-corruption group.
We've got records of their internal emails describing how they're having lunch and nice champagne with him and negotiating directly over how much they should pay him in exchange for this oil license.
The oil companies say they paid $1.1 billion to the government, though investigators say it went to shell companies, i.e. bribes. These aren't new questions for Nigeria, where whopping amounts of oil money have disappeared, says Natasha Ezro at the University of Sussex in England.
Whatever's going on is kind of murky, but all of a sudden the Nigerian petroleum company found they couldn't pay $16 billion to the government and owed revenue. They didn't know what had happened to it.
Costantino Grasso teaches financial crime at the University of East London. He says the problem is entrenched. Oil is so valuable to governments and their energy companies worldwide.
Corruption in the energy sector is wildly rampant. This is a fact. Government companies, they would like to conclude contracts at any cost, even secretly bribing foreign public officials.
Officials pocket the cash and the people never see it. It's a piece of what many scholars call the resource curse. Lots of countries rich in oil are actually very poor. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.